Monsters from the Basement.
This is Rodney Hall, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing back with another episode of Monsters from the Basement in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, today at the Murfreesboro Anime and Comic Convention. I'm talking with one of the zombies from The Walking Dead, Rodney Hall. How you doing today, Rodney?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You enjoying your time in Murfreesboro?
I'm loving it.
Having a good time, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, like I said, Rodney's one of the zombies on The Walking Dead. How did you get involved with The Walking Dead?
I had answered an ad in Atlanta for extras casting Atlanta. They were casting for zombies to be in their film. And when I responded to it, I got immediate response from extras casting telling me to submit all my information, you know, headshots, basic info. So once I done that, they immediately got back with me and sent me to the zombie school, and that's how it all began.
All right. Now, how many episodes were you featured on?
Say episode 2, which that's pretty much what I'm known for, is the rain scene. I'm the guy who goes up and smells Rick and Steven as they're walking down the rainy boulevard in Atlanta, right before Rick turns around and hits my other zombie friend in the head with the axe, and then I lead the pack of zombies chasing them down the road. But I was in a lot of episodes, but that's the main one I was featured on.
Now, is acting something you always wanted to do?
I've pretty much acted my whole life, but professionally, I never really thought, you know, that I could get into it because everything was basically being filmed out in Hollywood, as far as I knew. And once the tax incentives kicked in Georgia, it was pretty much a total accident the way I got into it. So, no, to answer your question, no, I've never really wanted to get into film. But that's how it happened, and here we are now.
How long did it take you to get zombified?
I'd say for the rain scene, it was like an hour and a half. And other times, right at an hour 15 minutes for a lot of the other scenes. But for the rain scene, there was more prosthetics and everything, because they knew I was going to be right in front of the camera, so they really went all out. It was very cool.
Now, I've heard a lot of people talk about the current season that's going on. They think they're making too many subplots and stuff to the story. How do you feel about that?
So far, I love season 2. I've never read any of the comics, so I never know what to expect. So every little twist and turn, I'm pretty much surprised.
Now, I know that past year you've been involved in another movie. Would you care to talk about that a little bit?
See, I've done The Underlying. It's an independent film. It should be out. It's about a month and a half, 2 months. It's kind of a storyline around the same story as like Tales from the Crypt. They're going to pitch it to Sci-Fi, so let's hope and pray they make that on the Sci-Fi channel. The next film was Revelation Trail. We just filmed that in up in Metropolis, Illinois. It's set in the 1800s. And, of course, it's got zombies in it. And that's what I play. Revelation Trail is a zombie. The next film that we start filming is in July and August. It's Night of the Living Dead 2012. Really can't wait for that. That's going to rock. And in Night of the Living Dead 2012, we've actually got two or three of the main actors from George Romero's original Night of the Living Dead, which was filmed when 1968. So this is going to set this Night of the Living Dead apart from all the other remakes. So keep your eyes and ears open for that one.
So now, being a zombie, you've been in makeup and all that. Does it bother you playing a zombie? You know, you don't really get to see your real face or anything.
No, not at all. I am a zombie. I live the life of a zombie every day.
Were you a horror fan before you got involved with The Walking Dead?
Oh, hell yeah. I've always loved horror. And to go back to a previous question, I was thinking about, you know, the other question you asked me earlier. I've always wanted to get into acting. I can remember back when I was a kid thinking, like, you know, most of us always do, if I was ever going to get into acting, especially if you're into horror, that's pretty much what I wanted to get into. I've done a lot of other extra work, like in movie Hall Pass, Footloose, which is the remake of Footloose. So the other movies for Tyler Perry, Mama Dia, I was in that, a bunch of others.
Who are some of your favorite actors or actresses that you look up to?
Oh, God. There's really not that many. I love Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt, all the older guys, you know, Al Pacino, all the older guys, they rock.
Now, if there was any movie from the past that you could have been in, do you have one particular character or anything you would have liked to have played?
Oh, my God. Any other movie, the character that I would want to play, wow. I would love to be in movies like, I love movies like 300, stuff like that. I would love to play to get a role in some kind of combat movie like that. Any kind of Native American stuff too. I think I could play a good Native American because I am part Cherokee. That's the only answer. I can't really come up with a movie. But anything to do with, you know, some kind of battle scenes, you know, count to 12, then unleash hell, you know, stuff like that. I'm really into that.
Cool. Now, like you said, you got several films that you're going to be in lined up. Is for the next year, is acting something you want to continue to pursue?
Oh, hell yeah. It's in my blood now. I can't stop. I won't be getting a regular 9-to-5 job anytime soon. So acting is something that I'm definitely pursuing.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to your fans out there?
Yeah, that was going to be the next thing I was going to say. Never give up on your dreams. If you have a passion for acting, just keep striving. And never give up on any dream you have, even if it's not acting. You know, just keep going at it. Acting is hard work. It's not all the glitz and glamour in the beginning, you know, and we all hope, you know, to get to that one point. But, I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. I'm having fun with it. I love it. I love coming to the conventions and meeting new people. And so acting is here to stay for me.
Cool. Now, I know you have a Facebook page on Facebook where fans can join and ask you questions and stuff like that, right?
Yes, sir. You can look me up on Facebook, Rodney M. for Michael, last name Hall, H-A-L-L. And I accept anybody except for ex-girlfriends.
I can understand that. Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning talking with me.
Thank you.
And I wish you best of luck in the future on your endeavors for next year.
Thank you.